And John, as you know, we have some new economic numbers today. The unemployment rate is up to a four-year high of 5.7% in July. And interestingly enough, as we always do regularly here at The Takeaway, we're going to take a look at all of these economic indicators this week and try to parse through it. Joining us is Matthew Bishop, chief business writer at The Economist. Matthew, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning.
So what do these numbers say about where we are in the economy? Obviously, an unemployment rate going up can't be a good thing.
No, it's not, but it's the numbers were slightly better than the economists had been predicting, but clearly the unemployment rate is up again by now to 5.7%, the highest it's been for a very long time. So it is worrying, but you know, you have to set that alongside the data we got yesterday or earlier in the week about GDP growth, which says the economy is still growing. It grew at 1.9% in the last quarter. So it seems to reinforce the picture that the economy is not exciting. It's sort of slightly deteriorating, but it hasn't gone calamitously bad, as many people feared it would do, particularly given the severity of the housing slowdown and the credit crunch.
So, Matthew, does this say to you that perhaps employers are just remaining cautious as opposed to feeling like they must slash payrolls immediately for survival?
Well, I think it depends on the employer. Because the dollar is so weak at the moment, exports have been booming. So if you're in any sector where there's manufacturing or export-related activity, then actually there's probably quite a lot of job growth going on. In other parts of the economy, automobiles being the obvious story, things get worse and worse and worse. So it really depends on where you are. But overall, I think companies as a whole are quite profitable still. They are aware that things could get better fast, and so they don't want to get rid of a lot of workers because the economy slows for a while, and then they have to pile on again and pay more for people that they already employed.
Well, GM thing. You can pay to lose people. I mean, GM announced a more than $15 billion loss today.
15.5.
I'm wondering if the job layoffs have a way of working their way through the economy, and we're going to see companies dealing with some of these write-downs that relate precisely to the kind of restructuring that's going on in a lot of different sectors, GM just being one big example.
Yeah, I mean, I think, it depends on the sector you're in. There are some really bad parts of the economy which have long-term problems that they're trying to deal with and have taken forever to deal with, which like the GM problem. Then you've got the financial services industry, where I would reckon a lot of the people that are getting laid off there are going to find new jobs very quickly because there's still a lot of demand for people in the services sector that have skills with computers and people skills and so forth. So, you know, I think that those are less catastrophic than people in the car industry who may, you know, not have skills that are transferable to any other job.
Matthew, you mentioned that economists had predicted that the job loss would be somewhere around 72,000, but it looks like it came in around 51,000. What does that 20,000 gap, you said obviously it's better that it was only 51 as opposed to 72, but what's the, how do you explain that and why is it significant?
Well, these numbers are notoriously unpredictable. I mean, you know, 20, 30,000 people is a lot of individual tragedies, but it's actually not that much in the scheme of things in terms of a prediction on unemployment numbers. So I think it's just that it's sort of guesswork by the economists, and so this is a slightly better story than they were expecting, but it's not hugely different. And what we're really seeing is an economy that is just drifting along, not satisfactory, but not horrible.
But Wall Street is betting, at least in terms of the futures turning around this morning on the news, that interest rate rises are probably off in the distance, that the Fed is going to be constrained by these numbers, perhaps.
Well, I think the Fed has got a really difficult juggling act to do because, on the one hand, the dollar is very weak. The deficit is big as well. But you also have the financial system where you put too much credit in, and so they want to raise interest rates as soon as they can. On the other hand, they don't want to slow the economy down any more than it is already.
I think
it's very hard to predict which way it's going to go.
Tricky business. But I think, Matthew Bishop, you gave us our takeaway for the day, which is guesswork by economists. I think there's a lot of truth in your words, sir. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Matthew Bishop, chief business writer at The Economist.